Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And still, I'm Laura, but still we don't have tiramisu with
us. It's been a whole day since you guys started making the tiramisu. I could have flown to Italy and back again in the time it's taking. Well, actually,
Italy.
I shouldn't get upset with you. It's Pat's
fault,
kind of. I like Pat, but he forgot the cheese.
I know, and then he has to go to the grocery store to get some cream cheese as the replacement.
And some eggs.
Oh,
right? But Operation Tiramisu is still in effect. We are still going to make this delicious Italian dessert, right?
Hopefully. Right? And hopefully we can get some after our show from Pat and me. I don't know.
I would hope so, too. Hopefully. But the cooking club at school is where we're trying to do this cooking. And yes, Pat is off at the store, so hopefully, when we come back and start to read the dialogue, he'll have come back from the store and he will successfully have bought the eggs and the cream cheese that they use to replace the mascarpone cheese, which is a soft Italian cheese. Well, he got cream cheese, which is a soft American cheese, but it should be the same thing, and put all together with all the other ingredients, we should, God willing, have a delicious tiramisu in a few more minutes.
Please.
Let's read the dialogue and, just keep praying and going to temple because we're hungry. We're so hungry. We're so, so
starving.
Hungry.
Reading. It's time to make tiramisu. Pat returns from food shopping.
What took you so long? Come and help me whip these egg yolks together with the sugar.
Of course. I'll use my super strength.
Keep going until the yolks are light and creamy. Then we can add the cream cheese and whipped cream to the mix.
Hold your horses. My arms are getting tired. This is hard work.
What happened to all of your power? Never mind. I'll take over so you can rest.
While you do that, I'll boil water for the espresso.
When that's done, soak the ladyfingers in the espresso for a few seconds so they soak up the coffee.
Then we can spoon and spread the creamy mixture on top and start eating some tiramisu!
You're forgetting something.
Huh?
We still have to chill it in the refrigerator for at least 4 hours. After that, we can sprinkle some cocoa powder on top and give it a try.
Oh, I don't know if I can wait that long. Pat sighs. And rubs his stomach.
All right, so the sentence that begins our dialogue and lets us know what's going on, it reads, Pat returns from food shopping. Yay!
Yay!
Well, I've never been so happy to see Pat.
Okay,
wait,
so
does he have it? Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
It said he didn't say he brought food back, just he came back.
Yeah.
So let's check it out.
Okay, so Pat 呢，一开始我们看到他好像买好食物归来哦，希望他有买对东西。Okay, so hopefully he got all the stuff, all the correct stuff.
Yes, and I think Laura, you, in the dialogue, is just as excited and nervous as I am, because she says, what took you so long? What took you so long? The question you ask when someone did something, but it was a lot longer than you expected. So you were sort of worried, you know? What took you so long? I thought it would take you 10 minutes, but it took you an hour. What took you so long? And then she sort of gets packed back into gear, back into action. She says, come and help me whip these egg yolks together with the sugar. Oh, so the eggs are there, the sugar's there, and hopefully Pat is going to get right into cooking.
Yeah, and I was doing a great job because I didn't waste any time.
Good for you. Good
while
planning.
While waiting, right? Okay, so Laura, 但就是我就说 hey, what took you so long? 感觉好像派他去了蛮久。然后我就说来帮我怎么样。 搅拌这些蛋黄跟糖。那蛋黄的英文我们来学一下，就是 egg yolk。那蛋白要怎么说？更简单，就是 egg white。I don't like cooked egg yolks. I like sunny side ups. I like them kind of raw.
You like your eggs sunny side ups with the yellow part. That's the yolk.
Yeah.
And yeah, a little bit runny, a little bit more liquid, not so hard like in a tea egg or something like that. Well, they're good in all sorts of different ways. But yes, a lot of people do like their egg yolks a little bit softer. And so Pat is being told what to do to get to cooking, and it seems he's willing, he's ready. He says, of course, which is like, yes, definitely, no question. He's happy to start beating the eggs, and he says, I'll use my super strength. Wow.
Okay.
Super Pat.
Super Pat. Okay.
Super Pat.
So Pat 就是没有问题，我会使出我的超级力量。
Okay, strength. Yes, Pat was talking about using his super strength. Strength is basically just power, all right? This is a noun. Often when we talk about strength, we talk about physical power or physical strength. If you lift weights at the gym, you're trying to increase your muscle strength. So that would be physical strength. But we can also have mental strength, the power of your mind. If you remember things very well, or if you're just tough and you never quit because you have mental strength that says, I'm never going to quit. So that's another kind of strength or power. For example, she's doing exercises to build up the strength in her legs.Must be at the gym.
I think of Wonder Woman when I think of this word.
Strength. She's got strength too.
力气、sure. 体力 okay. Or I could say something like, she hit the ball with all her strength, so as hard as she could. Okay, so next I say to Pat, keep going until the yolks are light and creamy. Okay.
像
搅拌直到蛋黄变得这个松软，然后呢，并且呈现怎么样 creamy? 之前我提过啦，就是糊状。Okay, 这里的 light 注意哦，它是当做松软的这样子的意思。Okay, then what's next? What
and then, you say,
right?
Then we can add the cream cheese and whipped cream to the mix. So first you get the eggs and the sugar all mixed together and very light and fluffy. Then you throw in some cream cheese, throw in some whipped cream. Ooh, now it's going to be sweet, it's going to be creamy, it's going to be all sorts of good stuff. It's starting to kind of look like...
Or sound like...
Tiramisu.
Yeah, okay.所以我们可以加入怎么样刚刚一直要欠缺的 ingredients 就是奶油起司跟怎么样 whipped cream 就是已经打发的鲜奶油然后我们说要怎么样 add them to the mix 这里呢 mix 是当作名词来用 OK 就是把它们加在里面然后变成一个混合的一个东西 OK 混合起来的物状的东西 OK So
Pat is mixing it as we used it as a verb, and what's in the bowl is the mix. But just then, Pat says, hold your horses. They're in a kitchen, so I don't see what the horses are about. But of course, that's an expression. We'll get to it in a second. But he says, hold your horses, basically like, stop. My arms are getting tired. This is hard work. What happened to super strength?
Yeah.
He's been beating an egg for a couple of minutes. What happened
to
his...
So lazy.
Anyway, so he needs to stop. He wants Laura to hold her horses.
Okay, 所以这里呢 Pat 说等一下我的手背越来越没力了然后感觉呢 This is hard work. 这工作很费力 So hold your horses. That just means, you know, wait a second before you start to do something. 就等一下不要急这样子的意思 So maybe I could say something like Hurry up, we need to get going And the other person might say
Hold your horses, I'll be ready in a minute
Okay, so hold your horses Because it's now time for our shortcut for you
Oh, so we should hold our horses and go to that Let's do it
Shortcut for you
The Dragon's Cave is just over there, Sir Pat.
Yes, Servina. Soon we can destroy the fire-breathing beast and save the princess.
Ha ha. What are we waiting for? Let's go!
Hold your horses, Servina.
We don't have any horses, remember? The dragon ate them. No horses?
The phrase, hold your horses, is used for telling someone to wait before doing something.
Hold on, I understand. Hold your horses means 等一下不要急
Right. If we rush into the dragon's cave, we'll be cooked like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh my god.
We need to be clever.
Oh dear, we're in even worse trouble than I thought.
Hold your horses. I have a brilliant plan. But first, we'll need an ox. To the village.
Go!
Okay, so after Pat says, hold your horses...He's getting tired.、Mm. Laura has the same question I just had.、
Yeah.
What happened to all of your power?、
Yeah.
Remember, Pat was、
super、
talking about、
strength.
His super strength for beating eggs that only lasts 3 minutes. So what happened to all your power? She could also have said, what happened to all of your strength?、
Mm.
Your arms are tired. I'm surprised. And then she says, never mind. I'll take over so you can rest. These are some mighty arms、here. You could beat an egg just as well as Pat.So yeah, but it's nice sometimes if you're doing something that takes some power to、
mm-hmm.
take a rest, share the work、
mm-hmm.
a little bit. So Pat can maybe find something else to do. Laura can take over, and so Pat can rest or take a break.
Yeah, it turns out I'm the Wonder Woman, Pat. Okay, so 我到时候我当然当时我当然可能跟 Pat 就说啊，这么快就累？那你刚刚提到你的 strength, 你的 power, 你的力气都跑到哪儿去呢？Never mind, 就是有种哎，算了算了，没关系了。I'll take over, OK, 我来接手，这样他就可以休息。Take over 就是接手或者是接替这样子意思。For example, usually we use this for cooking, I guess.、
Mm-hmm.
Here, you take over stirring the soup、mm. while I start making the salad. Take、mm. over, okay, for me for a while, for
Absolutely.、
Example.
You could use it in other situations, maybe if two people are in a car driving.
Ah!
I'm getting a little tired. Could you take over while I, you、mm. know, have a rest or drink a coffee or something
yeah,
like that?
Like a long road trip.
That's、something. Right. Basically, one person is going to step in while the other person...takes a break、
mm.
or takes a rest. So, yes, Laura's going to take over、
yeah.
making that mixture nice and fluffy. And Pat says, while you do that,、
mm-hmm.
I'll boil the water for the espresso.、
Oh.
Okay, well, that's good. He's not just going to sit there and be lazy. He's just going to do something that's a little、
nice.
Bit easier on the arm muscles. He's、
mm-hmm.
going to boil water for the espresso.
Ah,
interesting.
Okay.So Pat 呢其实也有点分工啦他只是想要休息一下然后不想要动这个苦活是不是他就说呢哎，你在搅拌的时候呢他就可以也来做另外一件事情分工就是说可以煮 espresso 就是浓缩咖啡的怎么样的热水 boil water、
嗯、
boil 是个动词它有着烧开啦或者煮沸这样的意思 So maybe we could ask somebody Can you boil a kettle of water for tea?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, 你煮完的水滚的水 that's called boiling water.
Yes, boiling water is very dangerous.
Very hot.
So be careful when you're using it. But yes,、mm-hmm. we boil water for lots of different、
mm-hmm.
reasons. Basically, just get the temperature above、mm-hmm. 100 degrees and you have boiled your water. Good job. And then Laura, as Pat is boiling the water, she says, when that's done or when that's finished, soak the ladyfingers in the espresso.For a few seconds, so they soak up the coffee. All right, ladyfingers、
oh.
are these long cookies or long cakes that you can eat as a snack on their own. They're very good、
mm-hmm.
with coffee, but here we're going to use them in the tiramisu. It's sort of the、
oh.
cake part of the tiramisu, but you will soak them in the espresso. That's in the very strong coffee that Pat is making. Notice it's espresso. Don't make the mistake that a lot of people make and say Espresso. A lot of people say espresso like it's really fast,、
hmm.
like an express train is really fast. No, it's espresso. And honestly, if you don't make a mistake like that, you'll be better than a lot of people. I hear tons of people saying, can you get me an espresso?
Yeah.
It's not an espresso.
So will the Italians actually laugh at us when we say that?
I would hope so, and also all the people in Starbucks.
Espresso! It sounds like, where are you heading to?
Sorry, sir.
Express train. Okay.
It's espresso.
Espresso, guys. Okay, so 煮好之后呢可以把 lady fingers 是什么呢、嗯、其实它就长得像我们的手指就是拇指饼干它可以浸泡在这个浓缩咖啡注意发音不是 X 哦是 Espresso. OK, 几秒钟 OK, 把它浸在里面几秒钟让它怎么样可以怎么样 soak up the coffee,、mm. 吸收这个咖啡汁发咖啡液啦。那其中我们看到的 soak 就是有浸或是泡的意思。OK, so maybe I could say something like you should soak those dirty clothes、mm. before you wash them.
Absolutely.、
Mm, OK, and of course, soak up 就是有吸收、mm.Some kind of liquids, okay?、Mm-hmm. For example, I could say something like, the rag soaked up most of the water.
Okay, and in、mm. the same way, the cake, the cookie part of、right? the ladyfinger will soak up the coffee, and、
that、
they'll get nice、
yummy.
And soft, and it'll be like, kind of like a simple coffee cake、
Yum.
That they'll add into the tiramisu.、That's、Wonderful!、Smart. All right, so this is really coming together now.、
Yeah.
Pat then says, then we can spoon and spread the creamy mixture, the one that Laura is、uh-huh. making. They can spoon and spread the creamy mixture on top and start eating some tiramisu. They're basically done. But first, they have to sort of put it together. This is the part、mm-hmm. that Pat is talking about here. They'll take the lady fingers at the bottom, and then they can spoon using a big spoon、uh-huh. with that bowl of all the eggs that Laura made. That's the mixture. They put that on top and then spread it. Just make it nice and flat so it looks pretty.、
Mm.
But that mixture, that'll be the sweet.Part of the dessert.
Yummy, okay.、Mm. 然后接下来哇听起来越来越快成型了这个提拉米苏。他说我们可以用汤匙将奶油状的混合物怎么样 spread, 平铺在上方就可以开始吃一点提拉米苏啦。不过这里大家有没有发现 spoon,、mm. 平常不是汤匙的意思 Now here it's used as a verb.
That's right.
就是用汤匙来取得他们刚刚的那个甜甜的那个 mixture, 那个混合物。Mm.I'm hungry.
Me too.
Okay. Okay, mixture, 刚刚有提到对不对就是混合物。那其实它是源自于 mix 这个动词。不过其实 mix, 其实前面我们有看到还可以当做名词来用哦。就是有混合或者是有混合的东西这样的意思。那我们可以怎么用呢 ?For example, we could say something like, stir the sugar and butter until the mixture is light and fluffy.
Espresso with lady fingers, mixture nice and spread, nice and、mm. beautiful, looks great. Pat is ready to eat. I'm ready to eat. This is going to be so good. And、
hold、
just then, that's right, hold your horses, because just then Laura says, you're forgetting something. What are we? It's all, they got the sugar、mm. and the egg and the whipped cream.、Mm-hmm. And let's read on.、
Thing.
What are we forgetting, Laura? And she tells us we still have to chill it in the refrigerator for at least 4 hours.
Four hours!
I hate my life. This is terrible, but it's true. You can't eat tiramisu when it's just been in the kitchen and it's at room temperature.、
Yuck.
It's kind of warm, as we would say. No, you've got to chill it in the refrigerator.
Chill.
And not just for like 20 minutes or 30, for、uh-uh. 4 hours. That's like a year
yeah,
in my dessert
that's
life.
True, that's
but it
true.
Needs to be chilled.
Okay.
So
well,
chill out.
Yeah, chill out.
Chill out.
Okay,
well, it's chilling.
所以呢，我大家有没有发现，我们现在做这些东西好像少了一个步骤？因为这时候我就提醒 Pat 说：“哎，你忘了一件事情，我们还得把刚刚都几乎都已经成品的提拉米苏，要把它冰进冰箱至少4个小时哦。”这里的 at least 就是至少什么什么 OK, at least, so maybe
so
you need 5 hours
mean,
maybe?
5 hours would be、
or、
better?、
Oh. OK, 那 chill 呢是什么呢就是要使什么东西变冷啦或是冰镇这样的意思 For example, chill the dessert for 1 hour before serving
it. An hour is OK!
Yeah, by the way, have you tasted a chilled soup before?
I have, yes.
What does it taste like?
Cold soup.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great in the summertime.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you could have a vichyssoise, which is a French chilled potato soup. Or it's really good. Yes, it's really good. Anyways, yeah, so you can chill lots of things. Even if you buy some water or, you know, a bottle of soda at the supermarket often, it's not cold, so you got to bring it home. Mm-hmm. Chill it for a few hours before you bring it out for your party or to drink or anything like that. Just make it colder. further by putting it in the fridge. That's
right.
What we're talking about、okay. when we chill something.
然后平常口语我们也会常常会用 chill out or chill 来表示冷静一下 OK, 不用那么急这样的意思。Okay, so we need to chill the tiramisu, and after that?
After that, we can sprinkle some cocoa powder.
Ah!
I should say, we should... After that, I'm just so hungry.
Yeah.
After that, we can sprinkle some cocoa powder on top、
mm-hmm.
and give it a try. Yeah, that's...
Finally.
Not the most important, but it certainly makes it look absolutely beautiful. If you've ever had tiramisu, you'll know that there's that brown layer of powder on、
mm.
the top. What is that?That is cocoa powder. We'll get to that for later. But if you're spreading powder or putting powder on food, a good way is to sprinkle some、
mm.
over top. Sprinkling is basically taking something dry that's in very small pieces like salt or sugar or something like that. And without really being careful, just sort of drop、
ah.
it. Just make sure it falls in kind of an even way on top of something. It's not super important that it goes everywhere. So you just sort of drop it as rain falls from the sky.The sugar falls on top of the cake.
Okay, 所以呢，当然冰完之后，我们还可以撒一些可可粉，就是 cocoa powder， 在这个提拉米苏上，然后试吃看看。撒粉状的东西，我们会用 sprinkle 这个动词哦。For example, he sprinkled water on the plants.
Yeah, sure.、
Okay.Yeah, okay, so let's continue reading.
Cocoa powder. What、
oh.
were they sprinkling?
Oh, cocoa powder.
Yeah, of、
mm-hmm.
course. Cocoa is what we use to make chocolate, right? And what,、
mm-hmm.
what cocoa is basically a bean, then you dry the bean, you grind the bean. And if you grind something up when it's dry and you grind it, you cut it, you crush it down, and so it's very, very small, then it becomes powder,、
mm-hmm.
all right? Sand is kind of like powder,、
mm-hmm.
but powder will be even smaller like that.、
Mm-hmm.
We often put maybe powder on our body, right?
Right.
You can have baby powder
baby
or bath powder.
Powder
that smells good. And we can have powdered sugar, too. It's not like the little pieces、
ah.
of sugar. It's been crushed down. If you do that with powder, you'll get a big cloud because、
oh.
it's so light and small.
Okay, powder 当然就是粉末的意思啦，所以刚刚 cocoa powder 就是可可、
mm-hmm.
巧克力粉这样的意思、
mm-hmm.
Now, Pat is going to say something that you've been saying for the whole time、
okay.
He says, I don't know if I can wait that long.
At least 4 hours, that's a really long time.
I know.
And of course, making it just makes you think of how good it's going to tasteBut now he's got to wait a long time. So what does Pat do? Well, the good thing is he doesn't just dive in and start eating, no.
Gross.
He sighs and he rubs his stomach. When you sigh, you kind of breathe in an emotional way with a lot of feeling. And then he rubs his stomach because he's so hungry, but he's just going to have to be patient. I guess they have some cleaning up to do.
That's true.
Right, they can wash some of the dishes.
But that won't take 4 hours.
Well, that'll take, you know, 14 minutes.
Yeah.
But,
okay,、
nice.
Well, I guess we all have to wait for that tiramisu. Okay,
yeah.
Pat 最后都 sigh, 都叹口气。然后他说、哎、他不确定可以是不是等那么久。然后还摸着他的肚子。Well, we'll find out if we can get our tiramisu after、
yeah.
the show. But now it's up for you, Chad.
Want to order a pizza?
Yeah,、
right.
That's faster.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question.、
Mm.
Mike, what、
yes.
is your favorite dessert?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I don't actually eat dessert that much. I'm more、
Same.
Of a salty kind、
Same.
Of guy, not、
Same.
So much a sugary kind of guy. But、
mm-hmm.
last weekend, I went to a really great restaurant.
Right.
I had a dessert that I fell in love with as a kid. Profiteroles.
What is that?
Profiteroles. It's basically a it's basically a puff pastry ball.、
Oh.
So it's sort of like a cakey ball with cream inside and chocolate, hot chocolate poured、
Yummy!
On top.
That、
it's、
sounds
so
delicious.
It's so good. It's like the best part of a donut, but it's about this big and you just pop it in、
okay.
your mouth. It's so good. What about you?
I'm not a big、
no.
fan of...Sweet stuff.
No.
I would、
pie?
Say brownies. Maybe brownies.
Brownies. I like brownies.、
Mm, brownies are、
yeah.
not bad.
And I think also a good apple pie.
Aww.
I like a good apple
yeah,
pie sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes, that's true.
But like, true. You know, chocolate cake and stuff like that. I'm not a huge fan.
Okay, so you guys have a chat about this question. What is your favorite dessert? And、
mm.
we're going to get pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then tiramisu.、See you later. Bye.
Bye.
It's time to make tiramisu.Pat returns from food shopping.
What took you so long? come and help me whip these egg yolks together with the sugar?
Of course. I'll use my super strength.
Keep going until the yolks are light and creamy. Then we can add the cream cheese and whipped cream to the mix.
Hold your horses. My arms are getting tired. This is hard work.
What happened to all of your power? Never mind. I'll take over so you can rest.
While you do that, I'll boil water for the espresso.
When that's done, soak the lady fingers in the espresso for a few seconds so they soak up the coffee.
Then we can spoon and spread the creamy mixture on top and start eating some tiramisu!
You're forgetting something.
Huh?
We still have to chill it in the refrigerator for at least 4 hours. After that, we can sprinkle some cocoa powder on top and give it a try.
Oh, I don't know if I can wait that long. Pat sighs. And rubs his stomach.
Vocabulary review.
Strength. This contest will test your strength. Do you think you're strong enough to win? Boil. As soon as the water started boiling, Ben added his noodles to the pot. Mixture. This healthy drink is a mixture of different types of fruit juice. Chill. Francine chilled her pudding dessert in the fridge for a few hours before eating it. Sprinkle. Elliot sprinkled some powdered sugar on top of his freshly made pancakes. Powder. Why don't we add some garlic powder to the dish to make it taste better?